The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, so this clip for the preview we're going to play was actually part of a full-length, over an hour-long listener stories episode that included three podcasters telling stories and one paranormal investigator, which is Shannon Thor that you're getting ready to hear from. Her and her boyfriend Jason, they had some friends by the name of the Youngs that said, hey, why don't you go camping out on our property and just see if you come up with anything. And trust me when I tell you, what they came up with is something that is a story that I have never heard before. I mean, usually when you think ghosts, you usually think that they're attached to a certain place. So if you're, for say, in this campground they were at, or on this land that they were technically camping on, you would think if they caught something, a spirit or something, that it would be a spirit that had a tie to this land. Not in this case, though. So I'm not going to spoil it for you. You can just listen to it. But this is actually one of the coolest stories that I've ever heard. And if you guys want to hear this and the rest of the episode, which has three other stories, just become a Patreon member at the $3 level, and you get this episode every single month. And you would also get about three different mini episodes every week. So for $3, you get one full-length episode and 12 mini episodes. So without further ado, here's Shannon. Hey, guys, I love it when we have a repeat guest on here. And we've got Shannon Thor on. We've got Jason there with Bullock County Paranormal Society. They were formerly with a different group that we will just leave it at that. But some of you got to meet Shannon at the Louisville show that we did with Ohio last year. Tried to get her back this year, but she's got prior engagements, so she can't make it out for this one. But fascinating stories, and she's been on the regular show. She's been on here before. But Shannon, since we talked last, you had a unique situation happen on a camping trip that is truly, I hate to say out of this world, but you know, damn it, that's what it is. It's out of this world. So I wanted you to come on and tell us that story, because it's a little different than what normally happens when people have whether a medium or a sensitive has speaks to something or someone or whatever, however you want to look at it. It's a little different than the normal situation. So tell us what happened on that camping trip.
Well, I'm used to, I mean, you know, going back to when, you know, I would watch paranormal shows, the normal thing that you see is, you know, if they catch a spirit, it's a spirit that is tied to whatever location they're at. Usually, you know, that's the situation. Right. Someone who's passed away in the house, on the property, tied to the land, something like that. In previous investigations that I've done, we've encountered that also, where we've made contact with former owners of the house, people who passed away in the house, same sort of thing. But he actually works with a guy who owns a piece of land on the right along the Salt River. And he said that, you know,
let's go try it out.
He said that, you know, he has heard maybe some stories here and there. Wasn't sure, might be haunted, might not be, whatever. But he said, y'all are free to go check it out if you want. So we just decided one weekend night that we'd go out there and bring our equipment with us and just see what happens, you know. So I broke out, you know, some of my equipment, but the main two pieces that are involved in this story, and this is something that I've never encountered. I've never seen it. I've never seen this happen on any paranormal TV show. I've never had this happen before. But the main two pieces of equipment were, I was using my talking EVP device, where it says it's kind of like a spirit box, but it doesn't have that background noise or whatever. And it will, say the word out loud, and it will also spell the word at the bottom of the screen, so you can clearly see exactly what it's, what's coming through. And every single time a word would come through on this device, the EMF detector would
flash
right before a word would come every single time. So, word started coming through, and at the time it didn't make a whole lot of sense to us. I think the first word that came through was
television.
Well, okay. Television came through. Then the name Bonita came through, which that's not a extremely common name. Bonita came through. Another word came through, and I won't say the word just because for her privacy reasons, it ended up being her last name, but it was a word that I thought maybe is her last name, maybe not, you know, one of those things. And then Arizona came, the word Arizona came through, the word pink.
Yeah.
Pink came through. The word concerned came through. And then it said something like, I'm watching over you, or something to that effect, something like that. All of this, and to us, none of this made any sense. You know, these words are just coming out and they don't make any sense. So the next day I start thinking about it, and I thought, you know what?
Google it.
I'm going to Google this, and I'm going to see if maybe there's a person out here by this name. So I Googled Bonita, and then what I thought might be the last name in Arizona. And the very first thing that popped up on Google, the very first one, was her name as a staff member at Arizona State University, and it listed her email address. So I emailed her and just kind of explained the situation a little bit to her. You know, I started out saying, you know, you may think this sounds crazy. I said, I don't even know if I have the right person, you know, but I just wanted to tell you what happened to us and all of the stuff that came across, you know. And to be honest, I thought, you know, this, like I said, this may not even be the right person. She may think I'm absolutely crazy, and I may never hear from her. But I would say probably an hour or two later after sending her that email, another word that came across was niece. So
okay.
About an hour or two later, I get contacted by this girl who says that she is Bonita's daughter. And the first thing she said was, I just need to know first, you know, and foremost, are you guys for real? And I said, absolutely. Yes. You know, You know, we do paranormal investigating on the side, you know, and yeah, just wanted to reach out and see if maybe this made any, maybe if any of these words made any sense to you whatsoever. And she actually, during the conversation, started kind of crying. She said every single word that came across made complete sense to her. She is the daughter of Benita. And so she said that her uncle, which would make her the niece, her uncle had just passed away 2 weeks prior. And she said that it was actually his birthday. And she said right before he passed away, he gave her his television. She said her hair was dyed pink, so that was always his nickname for her, was Pink. And she also said that she was, like, you know, a little bit worried because it came across and said concerned or something like that. And she said because, like, recently she'd had an ex-boyfriend that had started stalking her or whatever. So I told her, I said, well, it also said watching out for you. So I said, you know, concerned might not mean that you need to be concerned. It might just mean that he realizes you're concerned, but he's watching out for you and, you know, everything's gonna be okay or whatever. But she just said she was completely blown away. So we were blown away because
totally just dumbfounded. I was like, wow.
Can't believe that we actually located these people, you know, just like a Google search.
And made the story match. You know, that's the thing. It was crazy. It's like, because we didn't know what was coming across there until everything was there. And it's like, then the story started lining up. And that was the crazy part about it. Because, like, they had no reason to be in Kentucky. They had no family in Kentucky, never have. It's like, we're in Kentucky, and this is here.
Yeah, I mean, and
that's the crazy part about it that blew me away.
And I'm so used to, in prior investigations, the spirits that come across having something to do with the location that we're at, that I asked her. I said, well, I said, you know, we were in, you know, Shepherdsville, Kentucky. I said, you know, did your uncle ever visit here, live here at any point in his life? Did he ever visit? And she said, no. She goes, he's never even visited Kentucky. She said, I think the closest he's ever come was like Ohio or Illinois or somewhere. But she said, no, he has zero, absolutely zero ties to Kentucky. And she said that he came through, like, on his birthday, and he had just died 2 weeks prior, you know. So it was like it's almost like a whole new paranormal realization came to us where it was like, wow, okay, so these spirits.
Why are they here?
These spirits aren't necessarily tied to a specific location, obviously. I mean, this is a family in Arizona. And here I am in little Shepherdsville, Kentucky, at a campsite next to the Salt River. And, you know, here he comes through. And my thought on that is that, you know, he had just passed away 2 weeks prior. And, you know, I think that he wanted to get a message across to his family. And maybe he knew that we would actually make the effort, you know, to reach out and try to locate these people and get this message across to them and maybe give them some comfort and some peace, you know, since he had passed away so recently. I don't know, but it's the first time I've ever come across something like this, a spirit that just from all the way across the country.
Almost tell a story, almost, you know, like just one word at a time, but tell the story. And it's like I said, if it didn't give us the names and stuff that we needed to find, to find these people, we would have never known what the story was. We know what the story is now. And that was a crazy thing about it, because, like, we wasn't expecting the story. You know, we were just down there goofing off.
Now, Benita, was that the uncle's sister?
Or was that the name of the young lady y'all contacted as well?
That was the name of the uncle. That was the, no, Benita was the uncle's sister. And my thought on that was, because it came across niece.
It said niece,
and Pink was the niece. Yeah. The Nick was the nickname of his niece.
Because she had pink hair.
Because she had pink hair. And I think that the reason, the message obviously clearly was directed towards the niece, but I think the reason that he gave us the name Benita and the last name that I won't mention, and then Arizona, was because, you know, he knew that she would pop up on Google and we'd
You didn't have an idea of a first name to really look at to track down, right? Other than Benita.
He gave the first and last name. We can't give the last name though.
Right. But I was saying, but if the young lady you contacted wasn't Benita, how did you know she was?
Her mother had her contact us.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. She reached out to me.
Yeah.
And said, are you guys for real? And I said, absolutely. You know, and then I, you know, started telling her the story and she started crying and then she started confirming everything. And she was like, you know, explaining that everything that came across, all the words that came across had meaning to her and, you know, related to her and her relationship with her uncle. So, I mean, it was just amazing. Like we just for weeks,
we were blown away. We was like, could this even possibly be real? I mean, it was like where I was sitting there, cause I'm kind of skeptical about things. And so like, I was in there and I was like, oh my God, is this really happening? And it was happening. I was like, of course, like I said, stuff coming across the box and all that stuff. It's like, okay, you know, whatever. I can kind of go with that. But then when all the whole story started coming together, I was like, holy crap.
And this person from all the way on across the other side of the country is confirming everything that we're saying. I mean, we don't know what any of it means. I just pulled up the app. I went through and I told her all the words that came through. And she confirmed all of them. She was like, yes, he gave me his TV right before he died. He called me Pink. That was his nickname for me because my hair was pink. And I mean, she was just going through the list and just confirming every word that came across.
And the first and last name and the state. That's all we had. But like I said, we're still me and hers looking at each other, shrugging our shoulders. You know, we're like, okay. Let's go. And then, like I said, we just got in the next day and she Googled it up and by God, there is somebody named that, you know,
that's actually good. one of the coolest stories I've ever heard in 6 years of doing this show and hearing story after story and researching so many. That's actually one of the coolest stories I've ever heard from a paranormal investigator.
Oh, it's cool. I'm like, wow.
I've done a ton of investigations. I've seen some really cool things. I've had all kinds of cool experiences, but I will say that this is by far the most profound paranormal experience I've ever had. Just because, you know, in everything that you see, like I said before, and everything you watch on TV and all this other stuff, it's always a spirit. If a spirit comes across, it's always one that's tied to that location. And here we are communicating with someone from all the way across the country to get a message to somebody that I end up Googling and finding, relaying a message, and I'm able to comfort her. And it felt rewarding at the same time, but it was also amazing. And it changed my outlook on things. All of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? These spirits aren't tied to a certain location.
But it wasn't nothing bad either. We never felt like any kind of weird presence or anything. It felt okay. You know what I mean? It was weird because, like I said, something blabbing off names and this and that. But it never, we never felt uncomfortable or anything like that. And I thought, like I said, to me, I was kind of skeptical at first. I'm in now. Totally in. Because, like, that changed my mind on everything.
Well, yeah, I'm happy you guys got to experience that.
It was really cool. It was great.
Yeah, I was so excited about that. I'm still to this day still blown away and excited about it because I've never seen that before. I've never seen or heard about that before, but it just kind of opens up more possibilities with the paranormal. So now, you know, this proves to me that you don't have to go to a particular location to make contact. You know, the spirit is not necessarily tied to a location, although sometimes they may be, but they don't have to be. And I kind of feel like,
they're all around us.
I feel like they're all around us. And I feel like that this particular one maybe possibly sought us out because he knew that we would actually do the research. We would actually find these people and get the message across.
Well, we didn't come across with any of agenda either. Mm-mm. You know, didn't come across with an agenda. We're just trying to see, hey, we're down here by the river camping. Let's see what's happening. There you go.
All right,
you
got guys. One of those too. Yeah, I've been trying to keep him jumping up here for the past 5 minutes.
That's all right, let him roll.
He'll jump on the laptop and he'll end the whole thing for me. Yeah. All right, guys, I appreciate it. I'm glad you came on and told the stories to share with everybody. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having us on.
It's all on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. So Bullock County Paranormal Society LLC is the Facebook page. Go sign up for the page and you can see all the other fun stuff they got to offer.
Oh, we got stuff on there.
Yeah, thank you so much.
See you guys later.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.